This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. And we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. Information's on the website, and there's a link to all of your instructors at USAprepares.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Aaron is engineering the broadcast at GCN. Today we're going to talk about cell phones and privacy with Mike Nash, CEO of PrivacyCase.com. Welcome, Mike Nash.
Hey, good morning, Vince. How are you?
I am great, Mike, and it's great to have you on the broadcast with us. You know, I have a privacy case. I have the yellow one with the Gadsden flag, and my iPhone fits in it just nicely. And you know, Mike, before we met, I had had it with the snooping and the tracking that was going on with my iPhone. And I said that, you know, I can't wait to dump this darn thing because Apple's involved in tracking us and, you know, they sell their information. Verizon sells information. And these big companies are getting bigger and bigger because they're selling information about we, the people, to the government. And I don't understand what the problem is. I don't understand what we've done wrong, that they need to watch and listen and record and transcribe our movements. I mean, and what we're saying. I haven't met a terrorist yet. I really haven't. And, you know, the people I know are good people. So I don't really like the idea of being tracked, but I like the idea of privacy. But privacy is not free anymore. It just flat out isn't free. So I want to thank you for inventing and designing and manufacturing the privacy case. It's a great product, and, you know, it actually works. So I want to say that I did test it. I put the phone in it, and it absolutely blocks the signal in and out, no question about it. So thanks so much, Mike. So, Mike, let's start with this. We have some instructors down at the Bundy Ranch in Nevada. And, you know, a lot of us know the story that Cliven Bundy has been, his family's been grazing on the public land for, well, since the late 1800s. And the federal government came down and they surrounded the Bundy Ranch, and there's like a standoff there. And the government has brought in vehicles, agents, between 100 and 200 agents. It's not over. And of course, to stay in touch with our families, we the people have brought our cell phones with us. Now, I made the comment about a week ago that you and I were talking, and that you said that those cell phone signals were recorded. Those cell phone signals were identified as to the owner of the account, and that information has been provided electronically to the government. Is that right?
Well, let me ask you this. The people that you had on the ground, I followed this whole situation with a little bit of tension because of the intensity of the whole matter. And at one point in time, I had seen a report that everybody on site had lost signal. Did your guys lose signal?
You know, I was thinking about that, and at first I thought maybe we did not lose signal. But I sent an email to Shane Harger, who was on the ground, and I got a response back, and then I sent him another text or an email, and I did not get a response back. So I'd have to say that the signal data, I think, went down.
Well, if data went down, talk to anybody while they were there? I mean, was the voice quality, signal quality normal, or was it degraded?
I talked to Richard Mack. I had lunch with him last Friday, and I asked him about that. And he said that they had voice, but it was degraded.
Okay. Yeah, I would say, without knowing for certain, but these are the footprints and fingerprints of some technology that we've heard about the news over the last few years. So without knowing for certain, because I wasn't there, it would make sense because it's what the device was designed for.
So, well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the device.
Okay. Well, the device commercially is called a Stingray. Mm-hmm. It's just a commercial name for it. The actual technology is an MC catcher, IMSI. And IMSI stands for International Mobile Subscriber Identity. It is the registration information of your phone to you personally. When you sign a contract with your provider, the device or the SIM card, depending on who your provider is, if you can't have a SIM card, the phone is still registered to whoever has the contract. So they can also pull something called an IMEI number, and it's the International Mobile Station Equipment Identification Number. It's the serial number of the cell phone itself. And with those two pieces of information, they can basically log every person that was on site. If you wanted to do it, and you wanted to do it really without being noticed, what you would do is you would bring one of these devices into the area. Now, these things can be man-portable, and most likely in the event of a situation like what we saw in Nevada, they brought it in a vehicle. And we know from news reports that Nevada has these devices. It may not be under that same commercial name, but the technology is similar. Mm-hmm. But what you would do is you would roll in with this device, this MC catcher, which is essentially a fake cell phone tower. And you would contact all the other towers in the area. The towers themselves keep a list of what other towers are within range and what the channels are that you can contact those towers on. So you roll in with your fake cell phone tower and you broadcast white noise on all the other channels that all the phones have already registered this information. They've already contacted all the towers. They know where to look for towers. So if one frequency falls, they know to switch to another one. And you would go in and you would block out all of the other towers in the area and then broadcast yourself as one of those towers. And what would essentially happen is every single phone in range of you would default over to your tower. And as soon as that happens, you have complete and total access to that device. You can not only see who owns it, what the device is, you can install software on it for, tracking later. You basically turn the phone into an open book. There's a lot of reasons why they would want to do it this way if they did deploy this technology. The number one reason would be there is no paper trail with a third party. They can just do it quietly. They can roll it in, do their thing, and roll out.
Let me see if I got this right, Mike. One of the things that I believe you said was they can install software, meaning they, not we the people, whoever's got this cell phone tower, this new cell phone tower, the MC catcher cell phone tower.
Mm-hmm.
They can operate this and they can push software from the tower onto our smartphones. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
And once this software is pushed onto our cell phones, we don't have to say, okay, yes, I approve, I accept, I agree, do we?
No. It can all be remotely installed. And you'd never know it. You wouldn't be able to find it. If somebody didn't want you to see it, you wouldn't be able to see it.
Okay, so even a sleuth, even a hacker working for our side would have trouble finding that this software was installed on our cell phones, yes?
they would have trouble finding it. I do know of a private investigator in Indianapolis by the name of Tim Wilcox, who could find pretty much any spyware that's installed on your phone. He works with a cyber forensics lab in, I don't know what university it is. I apologize for that. But, yes, it can be found, but you literally have to go through the source code of the entire device and look
and
for
I guess
it line by line.
Yeah. And I guess one of the things you could do is you could look at the size of the applications or the programs or the files, and you could say, wait, this file size is different. But then again, maybe
it usually hides itself. You're not going to find it. Yeah. It isn't going to be an easy thing to find.
Yeah, and I would imagine that anybody that's this smart could alter the reporting of the file size to it could be, you know, the file size of a bona fide good non-tracking file. Okay, so
correct.
So Mike, the software can be pushed onto our cell phones, and it can then be used to turn on our phones, I guess, and turn on microphones and turn on cameras. Now, my understanding from talking with you previously off air is there's no indication that the audio has been turned on. So, you know, when we turn on our cell phones, the screen lights up. Now, are we saying that if we look at our cell phone, there is no indication, it doesn't come on, it doesn't hum, it doesn't vibrate, nothing, it's just on and you don't know it?
Correct. The device itself, you can even, quote-unquote, turn the phone off. Off is essentially a sleep mode. It isn't actually off the way that we all picture what off is. What ends up happening is they contact the radio. Your cell phone is actually a computer. The part that everybody pictures as their cell phone is really a computer attached to a digital two-way radio. You have almost no control over the computer, and you really don't have control over the radio. Even putting your phone into quote-unquote sleep mode or airplane mode may prevent your device from broadcasting, but it doesn't stop it from receiving signals and commands. So, I mean, it's not a level of protection if you're trying to protect yourself from an MC catcher or even spyware. And MC catchers, the application that we've been discussing in Nevada is, I quote-unquote, lawful, I'm sure from their perspective. But, you know, you can buy the devices on the internet. You can build one for $1,500 to $2,000 yourself if you know how to do it. So it isn't just, you know, Big Brother that has access to this stuff.
So
or Little Brother, all the way.
Yeah, so you mean if we went to, let's say Washington, D.C., and we were interested in what they were doing, we could set up one of these little towers and kind of do what they're doing for $1,500. I'm sure there's laws against this. I'm sure there are. Mike Nash, Vinfinelli, USAPrepares.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Mike Nash is with us, and we're talking about cell phones and spying. Now, Mike, on our website, I posted an image of the Bondi Ranch, and at the gate where the entrance to the ranch, where all of these federal officers or agents, these armed agents, are positioned with their vehicles, they set up a generator-powered light system with four lights on it, flooding the ranch so that the agents could see what was going on in front of them, blinding the ranchers, you know, with the lights aimed. I mean, this generator is right in the center of the road, so the ranchers would have to go around this, you know, trailer pole generator. And the tower looks like it's about maybe 15 to 20 feet tall. How tall is the tower in comparison to that for one of these Stingray mobile devices that would capture our transmissions and identify us?
Well, as I said, these things can be man-portable. So they, like the man-portable variety has a short stubby antenna on it. You don't necessarily have to have the same type of coverage that a cell phone tower has. These things work on line of sight. So as long as it's up high enough, it'll be able to capture everything around it. And one of the things that these devices can do is actually locate physically where the devices are in reference to the tower itself, the MC catcher itself. So if one was brought into an area and you turned it on, you could literally see where all the phones are around you. So not only do you have access to the microphone, the GPS coordinates, the camera, you can also, through radio location, determine where these devices are from your point. So you literally can map out the entire area. My concern on this really isn't necessarily the people on site. It's the fact that if you showed up there to be a spectator or a supporter or to exercise your free speech, you've been cataloged. And if the cell phone spyware was installed on your device, you'll be monitored. And that means you, everyone you talk to, if you correlate all of this information with the information that's known from William Binney, and all the other whistleblowers that have come out, once they start monitoring you, they start monitoring everybody that you're tied to and everybody that they're tied to, and it turns into this giant surveillance net. What's going on out there, even though no violence, thank God, has happened, they are now changing the rules of the game. I mean, it really is a rule changer. It's more than just a grand event. It's an actual game changer. The rules for how this country functions will change and will wash how the system handles this going forward. It's one of the reasons I've been somewhat apprehensive of saying anything about any of this, because I don't know how they're going to handle it. I mean, there's all sorts of things on the books for domestic terrorism that, you know, they can unload on all of us. And, I mean, once you take something, the thing about our system of government is what you do to the least of us, you allow to be done to all of us. So whatever minority group, whether it's Muslims or somebody else, if you're going to strip those people of a right, you're laying yourself out to have those rights stripped from you. And that's really what has allowed this to occur, is we all sat back out of fear and just said, do whatever you got to do. And now they're going to do it to us, and we're going to find out what that's like.
Yes.
So.
No, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I'm looking at this picture. I'm looking at this picture of the Bundy Ranch, and there are a bunch of guys standing there, and there's some women standing there. And I don't see in this picture, I don't see anyone on the Bundy side. I mean, there are a couple guys on one, two, like maybe five or six horses, maybe eight horses, and they're just standing at defense, and pointed at them are assault rifles.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And a floodlight system and all these vehicles, and we're outnumbered. The technology has surrounded us. And, you know, we take these darn cell phones for granted. We think that they're indispensable. You know, we carry them because, well, you know, what if Johnny has a flat tire on the way home, you know, and, you know, just to keep him safe, we want to make sure he has a cell phone. But these things are tracking our every single movement. And it reminds me back to the TV series NCIS, right? And you see, you've got the forensic medical examiner, and you've got the forensic scientist, and then you've got Tim McGee, and he's the forensic computer technology guy. It's okay, Tim. Where are they? Where's the cell phone? Let's track them. Well, they're on the third floor of this building, and they're moving. And so, by the cell phone pattern, people can be tracked. And that was many years ago on television. And it wasn't like it was vaporware; it was actual technology back then. Mike Nash, and I'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Mm-hmm. Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Next hour, we're going to be talking about banking. So if you've got any first-hand banking stories, you'd like to share them, I'd like to talk about what banks are doing for you, to you. If you got any good stories, firsthand stories, give us a call at 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. I've got a couple of banking stories I'm going to share with you. Mike Nash is with us. We're talking about cell phone tracking. We're talking about spying. We're talking about recording what you're saying on your smartphones. And Mike Nash is the CEO of PrivacyCase.com. PrivacyCase.com. So, Mike, you said that the towers or these replacement towers are small devices, they're portable devices, and it seems like they can be hidden where you wouldn't even see them. Is that correct?
Yes. They can be, again, they can be as small as a man, portable device, or they could be vehicle-borne. Depends on what additional features, what size of the amplifier. You know, there's all sorts of extenuating circumstances that will determine the size of the device that they're going to take out in the field.
Okay, so Mike, let me ask you this. If, you know, I have a meetup at Ziggy's every Monday night, and some of the people are concerned that, you know, they might be identified. Now, I'm not concerned, and I think one of the things that we do is we just outnumber them and just make it a real problem by just having just a vast amount of data. Well, if someone wanted to bring one of these portable cell towers outside the parking lot at Ziggy's or at a mall or in a neighborhood, they could, right? They could set it up in a matter of minutes?
Absolutely. There's a lot of things that can be done. Cell phone tower dumps. Cell phone tower dumps are when an agency goes to a telecommunications provider and says, I want to know. I'll give you an example. It's actually happened recently around here. There was a bank robbery in another town over, and they went to the cell phone service provider that manages the tower right by the bank and asked for a tower dump. What you end up getting is all the phone traffic that went through it, cell phone numbers, duration of calls, text messages, emails, web traffic, anything that passed through that cell tower. You would basically get a printout. You would know what devices were in the area. Again, because you would have the MC number, you would know who was in the area. And, I mean, this is really done. Bank robberies is one example. I actually had a caller or a customer that called one day and related a story about somebody had poached an animal in northern Wisconsin, I believe it was. And I guess BLM or DNR, Department of Natural Resources, pulled a cell phone tower dump and went around and talked to everybody that was in the area at the time that that animal was killed. So this isn't just done for, you know, violent crimes or serious, and not that poaching isn't a serious crime, but, you know, it's done for more than what you would think it's done for.
Wow. Wow. So, you know, poaching going on, you know, right here, in Missouri, and hardly anybody even cares about it. It's amazing. Okay.
Well, it does happen. A lot of people, I know it's a foreign concept to a lot of people in the urban centers, but a lot of people have to eat, and supplementing your meat intake without having to pay out the nose for it. You know, you got a family to feed. You got to do what you got to do.
And that's exactly that's why it happens. It really is.
Yeah. One of the things that I really want to get out here is I hear a lot of people say, you know, I don't care that they're spying on me, so what? I don't do anything wrong. My life is boring, all that other stuff. And I want people to kind of take a second and look at this from a totally different perspective. If you don't have privacy, if your cell phone is essentially a surveillance drone that requires you to carry it around with you, and you're bringing it into your own homes, and you essentially don't have privacy anywhere you go, there's a lot of things that end up happening because of that. And you really got to take a walk here with me for a second. But if you don't have privacy, your First Amendment protects your freedom of the press, your right to peacefully assemble to petition government for redress of grievances, and your freedom of religion. If you don't have privacy, you don't have a free press. And every single one of us knows that our press is not as free as it used to be. I'll put it to you that way. Your right to peacefully assemble, if you're monitored and your group is monitored, the group that meets at Ziggy's or your Tea Party groups or all these other, you know, political groups that are out there, if you start to get ahead of steam nationally, they'll just go in and remove the intellectual leadership of the organization because they know who it is.
Right.
You know, freedom of religion, typically and historically, tyrannical systems or authoritative systems don't like competition. And at some point in time, they turn on religion because it's a competition for the loyalty of the population. So while it might seem crazy now, there could be a point in time down the road where you're not allowed to do the things that you've always done. And again, if you have no privacy, forget it. You won't be able to do the things that you do on a daily basis.
And I submit to you, Mike, I submit to you, we want privacy, and I can prove it. We do want privacy because if we didn't, we would sell our curtains and our window shades on eBay, okay? We'd have no
Absolutely.
Window shades and we'd have no curtains. We would take down our yard fences, okay? And we would sell our summer clothes, and we would go around nude if we didn't want privacy. I mean, that is the
Absolutely.
Proof.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Why not put a camera in every room and put a TV in your front yard that shows all the camera monitors in your house and just broadcast it to your neighborhood? Or just hook up a PA system of every sound that goes on in your house. So I submit to you, class, everyone listening, we do want privacy because none of us is broadcasting what we do in our homes. We want privacy. So we need to protect it.
You know, you can take it even further if your phones are recording everything that goes on around them. You could basically just go into the computer system that's logging all this stuff and ask the computer system what phones have detected a gunshot in the last year, 2 years, 5 years, whatever, and compare that with purchase records. And boom, you have an impromptu gun registry. You don't have to ask anybody. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to pull any forms from any dealers. You don't have to do anything. You can do it right through your phone. Your Third Amendment is your protection against quartering of troops inside your home during times of war. If your phone is acting as a state-sanctioned surveillance device, there goes the Third Amendment right out the window. Your Fourth Amendment is your right to privacy. Your Fifth Amendment is your protections against self-incrimination. If all of this data is being stored on all of us, that's because they intend on using it at a later time. And if that's the case, then there goes your Fifth Amendment protections against self-incrimination. I mean, these are real serious. This is all tied just to the fact that, well, I'm not doing anything wrong, so I don't have anything to worry about. We have to get over this lazy attitude, and I hate to say it that way, but we have to get over this lazy attitude. I mean, the fundamental underpinnings of this country are being degraded, and we have to get politically active and start to open our mouths. If they intend on using this information against you, you're going to lose your 7th and 8th Amendment protections to the speedy trial, your ability to face your accuser, to see the evidence brought against you, your trial by jury, and your protections against excessive fines and cruel and unusual punishment. Because you're now an enemy of the state, or as Harry Reid called everybody out in Nevada, you know, a domestic terrorist. This is serious. This is not something to be taken lighthearted. There's some real serious implications to just sitting back and letting this stuff happen. I mean, there are rules to the game, and both sides are supposed to be following it. And the only reason this stuff keeps happening is because the general population is, you know, just kind of sitting there and quietly going along with it. And they interpret that as you condoning their actions, so they continue to push forward. I think it was Thomas Jefferson that said, you'll put up with the exact amount of tyranny, or you'll get the exact amount of tyranny you're willing to put up with. And he's right. So, and it doesn't require getting torches and pitchforks and running out in the street. You just have to get vocal. You have to get in the face of your politicians. You have to start participating. If you can't name your politicians and you don't know what they're voting on, you need to look in the mirror and ask yourself who's responsible for the reason that this country is in the situation that it's in. Because it's not just the guy in office now, and it wasn't just the guy before him. This has been an ongoing train of abuses against the population of this country and against the Constitution. I'm an old-school American. I believe what I was taught when I was a kid is that the Bill of Rights is almost sacred, and that our government is supposed to be a constitutional republic, and that Constitution is supposed to be a binding agent to prevent these people from getting totally out of control. I mean, you have to ask yourself, is this the country that we grew up in? Does this even look like the same country that we grew up in? And if the price of protecting us from quote-unquote terrorists is to lose everything, my personal opinion, that price is too high. I would rather live free and brave the risks that are associated with living free than to turn around and have my country stripped from me and my kids, my grandkids, and my lineage going forward. That's not what we're here for. We're not here to just squander what we have.
Mike, I'm running for board of directors of Lakeland Electric Co-op. It's an electric cooperative in Missouri. And a couple days ago, I stopped in the office and I turned in my signed document with all of the people who signed the petition for me to run. And they asked me why I was running, and I told them that I've got a problem with the smart meters monitoring, you know, my electric consumption. And the woman behind the counter said, well, I don't have a problem with that. You know, I'm not doing anything wrong. It's okay. You know, my life is dull and, you know, it's boring. And just as you said, I mean, she said almost verbatim what you just mentioned. And I looked at her and I said, are you kidding me? You don't really care? And, you know, it's like saying, yeah, go ahead, search my car. I'm not doing anything wrong. What? That's the exact point. We're not doing anything wrong, and no, you may not search my car, my house, nor monitor my electric consumption.
You know, it was a talking point that was put out shortly after 9/11. That's what everybody keeps parroting. Everybody was paying attention to the news so they can put out a talking point like that, and almost the whole country would get it at the same time. But they literally came out and said to everybody, as long as you're not doing anything wrong, you don't have anything to worry about. That's a line that's been used by authoritative, tyrannical systems of government for decades, if not longer. I mean, you know, heading off to the gulag and being...
Mike, when we get back from this break, will you tell us what we can do to protect ourselves from being spied on, at least with cell phones? Mike Nash is with the CEO of Privacy Case. I'm Vin Finelli. I'm very concerned about privacy, and I'm sure you are too. We'll be right back.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze-drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins, we do. DoorDevil.com.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now. and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're...
Take my... When you go...
For 2 seconds during...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything wrong. Go ahead. It's okay if you pat me down. It's okay if you put your hands in my pants. It's okay if you look up my daughter's skirt. That's okay. Go ahead. You know, we're not doing anything wrong. Look through my car. And by the way, you want a tour? I'll show you around through my basement, my garage. Come on. Hey, class, if you think that's okay, there's something wrong with you. All right? Seriously. It's not okay. It's not okay to be invaded. Imagine going into the police station and saying, hey, listen, guys, I'm just here for an inspection. I've got my camera. I've got my recorder. By the way, the crew with me, they're taking videos of what you guys are doing. Just try to do that in a police station. See what happens. Just try it. It's not going to work. So it shouldn't work for us. So, Mike, what do we do to stop this invasion? At least let's start with the cell phones. What do we do?
Well, before I get into that, one thing that I would want to say is, you know, anybody that's old enough to remember this, security cameras used to point in towards private property, not out at public spaces.
You're right.
Because we have a right to privacy. Americans used to be considered innocent until proven guilty. Constitutionally specific warrants had to be, you know, filled out by a judge under sworn oath or affirmation from the person trying to get the warrant. The question you should be asking yourself isn't, I don't do anything wrong, so what do I have to worry about? You should at the very least be thinking this government is almost unrecognizable as the constitutional system we're supposed to have. It looks more like East Germany in 1963 than the United States, and history is looking like it's about to repeat itself. The question you really should be asking is how do I minimize my exposure to this stuff? I mean, unless you're a crash test dummy and you don't care what happens to everything you've done in your life and you don't care what happens to the people around you, your friends and family, then don't do anything. As a matter of fact, if you're going to do that, don't complain either, because you're acting as a willing surveillance agent. You know, it's a situation where you have to start taking responsibility for this stuff. As hard as it's going to be for all of us to, like, put our lives on hold and focus on this, it's that important. It requires you to do it. As far as spying, how do you stop this stuff? There's pretty much the only way to do it with a cell phone, the only way to do it reliably, is to find a product like the Privacy Case that will provide a reliable way to take your phone off the grid. Period. There's no other way. These things constantly beacon. So a software solution isn't going to solve it. We've already discussed all the back doors and the ways that they can get into these things. And it's totally vulnerable pretty much all the time. The commercial encryption that's out there, if you've been following any of the news stories, the commercial encryption that's out there is already compromised. They can break it relatively quickly. There's services out there that, you know, offer these third-party out-of-the-country things, and it's all encrypted. Two huge problems with that is encrypted traffic amongst non-encrypted traffic sticks out like a sore thumb, and all international traffic is scrutinized. So now you have international traffic going out and in that's encrypted. You're pretty much guaranteeing that you're going to be monitored. Turning it off doesn't really do anything for you to put it in sleep mode. If you pull the battery out, the device can still be located at the very least. They can do a cell phone tower ping, and whatever tower is closest to you, they typically do it based off the last tower your phone connected to. And they'll ask the tower that you connected to basically call out for your phone, and your phone will say hi. And they know that you're at least near that tower and can start a search there. You know, again, the only way really to deal with it is to take your phone completely off the grid, to isolate it when you need privacy. When you're in a business meeting, when you're at a political meetup group or whatever you're doing, any sort of First Amendment activities, your employers, if they own the phone that you're carrying, can put cell phone spyware on their devices. I mean, there's all sorts of people, all sorts of ways and all sorts of reasons that your device can get compromised. This isn't just a Big Brother situation. I mean, the topic of today is, but in general, this is something that can be done for as little as $50 in an internet connection, and you can compromise just about anybody's phone. I think the big answer to your question is how do we stop this? Well, we all have to educate ourselves and then get politically active. It didn't just begin with this administration, and it's not going to stop until we start to say, hey, wait a second, this is the United States of America. I don't know where you guys think you're managing, but you can't do the things you're trying to do here. It just doesn't fly. And until we are all willing to do that, it's not going to stop. It's just going to keep getting worse.
Mike Nash, thanks so much for being with us. Boy, that hour went very, very quickly. We've been talking about privacy. So if you'd like to learn more, privacycase.com, privacycase.com. Mike, thanks again for being with us. We'll do it again and again. Class Banking is coming up next.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.